on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast, football in general.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
It's a sports cast, football in January 9th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also an online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, and also follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast. And check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. What if Mark Andrews caught that ball? What if Tyler Loop would have kicked that field goal? What if Justin Tucker did not have to go to a massage parlor? Join us, Ray Sherrod and Brett Blair. Welcome back to The Sportscast, and happy NFL wildcard weekend, and a fresh win from last night's Miami's win against Ole Miss.
Ray, how you doing, man?
What's up, brother? Happy New Year to both of you guys. I missed you. Miss talking football. I'm so glad to be back on Sportscast with my Sportcast. Thank you, Sportcast, for this hat.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
Loving it.
There you have it. The news of the week is still ringing. Ravens got rid of John Harbaugh after 18 seasons. Reasons we don't know for sure. Lost the locker room, issues with the offensive coordinator Todd Monken. But Brett, I want to get your opinion over this firing. It shocked the whole NFL. Teams with head coaches are calling his agent.
Yeah, I mean, it is surprising. Obviously, there's always a point after 18, 19, 20, 15 years that a coach is with the team, has the game passed him by, has this, that, the other. Absolutely not. He did not lose this. The locker room was devastated. The people that were coming up to him and literally crying and hugging with him, the major names on that team, nothing had passed by. It's just cyclical. There is parity in the league. Anybody can win on Sunday. Your star players aren't playing the way they should have. I mean, obviously, Lamar was hurt for a large portion, banged up for a large portion of the season, so he wasn't Lamar. But if Loop makes that field goal, he's not fired. They're going to keep him in for another year, and he's going to be able to build something just like Tomlin on the other side. You know, if he misses that, is Tomlin gone? A lot of people were saying literally the exact same thing, that the game is passing him by. Maybe it's time to. So this was a very, very odd kind of terms of the reckoning where somebody lost their job, but both coaches are established Super Bowl winners that have done tremendous things with their team. But football is a replacement sport, my man. Whether you're talking about a player or a coach, football, the NFL, is a replacement sport.
Ray, as we said earlier, he's been requested by a lot of teams, all the teams that are available. Some teams that are actually going to wait after this weekend, like the Bills, FYI, what's going to happen. Ray, your thoughts over this firing, and is Harbaugh, I mean, he has a lot of choices.
Dude, he's an excellent coach. I mean, hello, Miami, you better get on the call and call him. But, you know, the NFL stands for not for long. And it's all about that song by Janet Jackson, "What Have You Done For Me Lately?" And it's like, he ain't done nothing. Let's keep it real, folks. And it's like, Mark Andrews dropped the ball. Luke missed the field goal. It's not his fault. He is one great coach. Injuries is not his fault, but it is what it is, man. He's been there 18 seasons. It's time for something new, you know,
it's fresh. And that team, the Ravens, is probably one of the best teams to coach at. Brian Flores, Brett, as you're saying, is interviewing with the Ravens. That would be a good spot to strengthen up that defense that were lacking this past year. The question is about Derrick Henry. Why did he not run in the fourth quarter, third quarter? I don't know. A lot of these mysteries. Was it Todd Monken? I don't know. Let's go to Miami. Ray, they got rid of Mike McDaniel, Florida from San Francisco 49er. It's interesting how he got fired a little bit later in the week after Harbaugh's news. Is this correlated?
Of course it is. You better believe it is. You know, and I'm sorry. I was not a huge Mike McDaniel fan. I'm sorry. Not as a head coach. And once again, I mean, Tua's concussions and injuries and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you still have a job, and your job is to win games. In the beginning of the season, you sit down and you talk with management, you talk with the owners, and your job, your number one goal is to at least get into the playoffs, at least. And if you can't even do that, you need to go. So, yeah, I agree with the fire. Yeah, four seasons, he's got to go. He hasn't done nothing.
Brett, can John Harbaugh turn the Dolphins around if he comes? I mean, would he come to a team with Tua? I mean, I'm not sure what the stance with Tua. I heard the Dolphins want to keep Tua because of his contract, too much money to eat. But your thoughts over the situation in Miami?
Well, actually, I mean, it's funny that it all correlates together. I've heard talks of Lamar coming to Miami even before there was some offer, 200 and something million. There was an offer out there. They literally touched base, and there was an offer. There were numbers on the table.
He's from down here.
Obviously, right, of course. He went to school down here by the U. So, I mean, he's a South Florida kid. But for them to now pull the complete coup, I mean, Miami, obviously, they had already fired their general manager. They had already started cleaning house. This was the final piece. I never liked him because he's a smirk. He's a smirk dude. He looks like he's 17 years old and he's sitting on the sidelines just acting like with that little South Florida smirk and shit or stuff. I don't like that. But for them to be able to now pull over Harbaugh and Lamar, I mean, that, you know, like he was saying, when somebody's fired directly after the day after, he hadn't been fired when six other coaches or five other coaches were fired a week earlier.
Yeah, they could have fired Mike McDaniel on Monday.
Correct. They could have fired him when they fired Greer. It could have been just a complete clean house, have somebody who was an interim head coach. I mean, they could have went a lot of directions, but there is no talent on that team. Like they have a few pieces. Phillips was like their best defensive player. They traded him away to Philly. They need a complete rebuild. Tua is not the answer. He does not know how to take a hit. Like, literally, I see dudes brush him. And playing sports when I'm younger, playing football when I was younger, like, I loved contact. This dude, if you, like, brush him the wrong way, he spins and does and hurts himself. I've never seen a quarterback or even any football player that can take a hit less than Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua's a backup. He's not a starter.
He's a QB2.
He's a QB. He's a QB2, QB3. That's his position.
Well, there you have it. Miami Dolphins did hire GM this morning, John Eric Sullivan. They did not hire the Charger GM, which he was very close with John Harbaugh. But then I'm hearing Stephen Ross is pretty close with John Harbaugh. So we'll see what happens. I don't think there'd be a good space for Harbaugh. I don't think he wants a rebuild. I think the Giants is probably the best team to go, right, Brett?
Want to throw something else too. Matty Ice, president of the Falcons.
Not bad.
Yeah, that we were talking about that earlier in the week, Santiago, and that would be like, I love moves like that because what you're doing.
Brett likes the players coming back to the organization. Yes, that's a good
100%. 100%. Aikman coming on with Miami is the best move they've made. Yes, it's the best move they've made.
I love Matty Ice when he played in Boston, and then when he went to the Falcons, and I think, you know, he knows the business. He's been, you know, he knows players. He's been an MVP.
Exactly. So, you think Michael Penix is the answer there, or you think they're going to do switching up there or find a new quarterback?
I give him another year.
Kirk Cousins.
Nah, man.
But Cousins is acceptable. If you're going to let Penix have another chance at it, let him have another chance at it.
Yeah.
This is a very weak draft for quarterbacks anyway.
There's only one quarterback.
If you're not taking that. Right. Well, I mean, two or three, you know, obviously. I mean, there was a kid named Trinidad last night that looked like pretty damn good. You know what I'm saying? I know he's trying to come back for another year.
And again, not a first-round pick. Yeah,
there's a couple guys, but it's such a weak draft for quarterbacks that if you have the chance to bring Pennants along, I'd try. But Cousins is not the answer long term. But I love where his head's at.
I mean, you know, people look at Khalid Williams. You know, everybody would look at Chicago and look at Khalid Williams. Coaching, if you get the right type of coaching and you get the right type of players around him, you look, I mean, Chicago, man, is like, if you would have told me what Chicago was going to do, what they did this year, I was like, no way, not with Khalil Williams, but turned it around, man. Just turned it around.
He got a lot of weapons, though. That team's got a lot of weapons when you think about it, from Adugier, DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift. Yeah. Like they have weapons, but Caleb Williams, I agree with him 100% this year. He put it together. He really put it together.
It's all about money too, man. You gotta learn how to manage the cap and get players in there, you know, and you don't want to give away too much money, but you want to get some decent talent. You want to get some role players in there that can do the job. So
you know that like Atlanta hired two consulting firms to look for coaches and GM?
Yeah.
Two consulting firms.
I did not know that. I've never heard of that before. I've never heard that you don't have the internal abilities in an NFL organization that you're bringing in separate companies.
They're using analytics, man, to you know, numbers AI, and stuff baby. Like that. You know,
that's a lot of money. Anyways, let's move on to news. 49ers lose home field advantage to Seahawks last week. Man. Ray, what happened there? Was that a must win? Did the 49ers want to win?
Yeah, it was
a
must win. We wanted to buy. We was home field. But you know what? I gotta keep it real. The defense, both teams' defense showed up, man. we did horrible in running. We did horrible in it was just a horrible game. It was just
it was a weird game.
It was just one of them weird games. I mean, come on, man. It ain't like Sam Darnold did a whole lot. He didn't do anything. It was the defense. Seattle had a good running game. They're too good. Their running backs did really good, and we couldn't really do anything about that. And so, you know, we got to show up. Like, we got to show up, man. Because I feel comfortable playing Seahawks on our field. I feel like playing teams on our home field is better. But you know what? If we got to go to your team and kick your butt, we'll do that. We'll do that, Philly.
Brett, is Seattle the real deal?
Well, I mean, look, first of all, I didn't bust your chops at all. I forgot to bust your chops, to be honest with you. I would have said that San Fran has a chance to lock down the number one home throughout, and you can't get the job done, my man. You cannot get the job done. And really, it's going to come down to, be honest with you, like Seattle's for real. Their front four is the best front four in the entire NFL. Like they can rush four and drop seven and play seven personnel all day long. And you know, between Williams and my old guy Lawrence, like that whole defensive line is monstrous. It's going to come down with San Fran, like for the rest of their playoffs, and why they didn't is their injuries, man. Their linebacker.
We get Trent Williams back. I'm happy about that. We get Williams back.
That is huge. Probably the best left offensive tackle in the entire game. So 100%. I mean, to get him back but it's that linebacker core of yours, man. With Warner out, are playing Kendricks and you're playing a couple of backup linebackers. That's the only negative aspect of your team. Because if you can control, if CMC and Purdy can get on the right on the same page with now you got Jennings, you got Pearsall that comes back. Yeah. I have a lot of faith in you. I still think Philly's going to beat you this weekend, but I have a lot of faith in. Oh, I want you, bro. I'm rooting for you. Listen, I'm going Philly.
Hey, look,
I just talked knowledge.
If you guys will go back to 2023, man, we massacred them. Okay, so
it can happen again.
It can happen again.
I mean, the Eagles has been not like a strong Eagles team this season, right?
No, if you go back and you look at it. They won very close. Very close.
Those might be the two best.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't matter. Everything you're saying about Philly doesn't matter. They can come out tomorrow and beat anybody there. They have everything they need everywhere it should be. They get Lane Johnson back this week. Like, they are freaking dangerous. I despise them. I wish they would never win another game ever, but they're just – they're a strong team, and they can come on and come together like the whole. Even they even rested all of their players last week. Literally rested them all. That's embarrassing, right? And they had the chance to like move up to like a number two spot. Like they literally could have taken advantage of it. We're like, nah.
They knew San Fran was coming.
We're all right. Yeah, maybe that's right. Maybe they knew.
Cowboys got rid of their defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus. You talked about this. They needed some shape up. Your thoughts over this one season? Jerry Jones didn't like him.
You made my day. No, you made my day when you told me this. I had no idea how he got the defensive coordinator position. I'm ecstatic that he's gone. I mean, I want, to be honest with you, I want Flores as our defensive coordinator. I think we'll get the Brian Flores somewhere else. Right. Yeah. No, I love him, dude. He's
worthy. And Mikey's defense is tight.
Yeah. I mean, the schemes he runs, the things he does, but it's do your players buy into you? Like, do you buy into your defensive coordinator? And nobody bought into it. Nobody. That defense was literally, you've never seen a Dallas Cowboy defense. I, in 50 years, have never seen a Dallas Cowboy defense that was this bad, that was utterly disgusting, that led the team, led the league in points scored and points allowed. Like, I think that we were the one, if we look it up, I think we might be the first team to ever do that, to still give up more points than we scored, to be number one.
Parson would have made a difference. If Parson was there, could he made a difference?
Actually, I mean, look, the Parson thing, if you want to look at it this way, I don't think he got as much draft equity as he should have, but they got Quinton Williams and they got Clark and two first round and an extra first round pick for somebody who's out with and I hate injuries, for somebody who's out with the torn ACL. So we got two defensive linemen that could be there. Now, I would love to see something with the defensive coordinator, maybe bring it over. I know it's a pipe dream, but giving up the two number ones for like Max Crosby and trying to work and bringing a game wrecker on there. But whoever we bring on defense as a coordinator, they have to buy into it. Like, if the players, we have a couple of guys there, you know, Overstreet and things like that. They dropped Trayvon Diggs because he wasn't doing anything. They literally waived him and got rid of $14 million off the salary cap for next year. But I don't know who you guys are thinking. I have wants and wishes, but I have no idea, as usual, what's in the mind of Jerry Jones and what the hell he's going to do. But thank God Eberflus is out.
Ray, your thoughts over Dallas defense changes?
They need help, man. They need some help. Bring somebody in. Me personally, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think he's going to get anybody there to help that defense.
Well, there you have it. Dallas Cowboys in the change. Also, Jerry Jones says he wants to retire as the owner that won the most Super Bowls, right? He's 83. Yeah, 82.
Like, I was backing him until he said some stupid stuff like that. Like, there's nobody who's going to be able to beat Kraft. Like, there's nobody who is going to have a team go on a – now, listen, if he wouldn't have been an idiot and he wouldn't have went head-to-head with Jimmy Johnson, we would have been the team with 7 Super Bowls over a 10-year span. I mean, Barry Switzer came in and won a Super Bowl with Jimmy Johnson's team. You know, so like he says he wants to do that, but he only wants to do it his way. That's the thing, is he's been so successful from a business standpoint. Everything he's done, he makes money, he does well. It's tough to tell him, yo, stop being an idiot. Like, and you know, you see me send you stuff all the time, little tidbits and notes that I'd love to see. And like, I'd love to hear what's going on, but that is just an asinine thing to say when you know that you're only going to be around for like another 4 or 5 years tops. And he's only got 3. So what's he need? 4 more to catch up with Kraft, right?
Something like that.
What does Kraft have? 7?
Seven, I would say. Maybe 6. Did he want one with the Bill Parcells?
No. Bill Parcells number 1. The 2 he won with Jimmy Johnson, then the in-between year. Then he brought in Barry Switzer when he fired Jimmy Johnson because Jimmy Johnson wanted
more. I'm talking about the Patriots.
No, the Patriots did not. The Patriots lost a Super Bowl with the two.
Bill Parcells. Mm-hmm. You're right. Drew Bledsoe. Remember that. All right. Well, the time is on to preview. The guys have done research. They went to the library. They asked some questions. They call Adam Schefter. And we're going to preview the NFL wild card preview and what's going to happen this weekend. Few upsets. Jobs are on the line, apparently. But we're going to start and go to Carolina. Rams at the Panthers. Interesting enough, the Rams have lost against the Panthers and also Atlanta for the same division in the South. The Rams, at one point, were considered the best team in the NFL. Are they? Ray, who you have, Rams at the Panthers. Will Rams beat out this curse this year and beat the Panthers?
I got the Rams, man. I got the Rams. Come on, Matt. Strap, don't let me down. I got the Rams.
Brett Blair, Dan Canales has transformed Carolina. They got them back to the playoffs since 2018. Who do you have, Rams at Panthers? I hope it doesn't rain for the Rams.
All right, so kicking a little knowledge about it. One, Davante Adams is back. That's going to make a big deal. Puka Nacua is, I believe, the best wide receiver in the NFL playing that way right now. The Carolina Panthers are a enigma wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in a mystery. Like, one day they come out and they're world beaters, and then the next week they tend to play to their competition. Do I believe they're going to win this game? No. The Rams will win this game. But a little caveat, it's 10.5 points on this game. So I would definitely be taking the Rams. But if you're giving me 10.5 points with Carolina at home, I'm taking that. I think the Rams play it close to the vest. I think they get Kyron Williams going in the game quite a bit. And I'm looking for a tighter game, a closer to the vest game. So I'd take Carolina, but if you're taking – I mean, I take the Rams, but if we're taking points, I'm taking Carolina.
You talked to you consulted with DraftKings, didn't you?
Yeah, no. They were busy, so I called my other guy.
Oh, there you go. I got the Rams as well, but there are going to be more upsets in this weekend. Let's go to – Chicago, this team, these two teams had the game of the year rematch from the 22-16 overtime thriller in Chicago on Saturday before Christmas. It's that same game there in Chicago, the NFC North title, their first since 2018. These teams did split the season series, though, and Green Bay starting quarterback Jordan Love missed a huge overtime loss due to injury. Love will be back for this one, probably for the whole game. Brett, who do you have? Green Bay at Chicago. It's going to be a rocking Soldier Field in Chicago.
I'm going to be honest. I've just like the line on this, I flopped back and forth. It went from 1.5 points one way to 1.5 points the other way. It just shows how literally up in the air it can be. If Chicago
this is the closest game of the weekend,
the slow start. Yeah, this is a pick'em game. This is the pick'em game. But Chicago just has to worry about their slow starts. If they can come out and actually maintain pace, my man Ray mentioned, you know, Caleb Williams earlier, in the, you know, he's playing ball. My guy is balling. Again, the Packers hurt. No, Mike, obviously, Love coming off an injury will play. But does he have the weapons there? I believe at home I'm going to go Chicago with this one. But I literally, this is the one I've been back and forth. But I'm going to take Chicago at home, and then you're giving up 1.5.
Ray, did you flip the coin on this one, or you're going for Chicago?
Man, you know what? This was a tough one, man. This was a tough one, but come on, man. The Bears! Come on, man.
The Bears.
How big a win would that be? What a season for Chicago.
Who are you going, sir?
I'm going Chicago as well. I don't see the upset. All right. But this game might be an upset. You'll be surprised. Yeah. Bills are visiting the Jaguars. Josh Allen has a bad foot. The Jaguars are hot. Brett said earlier this week, they're coming in with momentum. Liam Cohen has made Trevor Lawrence happen. Let's go with Ray on this one. Who do you have? Bills at Jaguars. It might be warmer than Buffalo.
You know, man, I love me some Josh Allen. I really do, man. But something about them Jaguars is just on fire, man.
Interesting.
Fire. Yeah, and they paid your boy Jacob. So I'm going with the Jags. Going with the Jags, man. Sorry. Cook is going to do a lot of running, but something's just going to – Jacksonville, baby. Jacksonville.
Brett, it is open for Josh Allen to win the Super Bowl. There's no Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs. Do you see this happening, or you see a momentous Jacksonville Jaguars winning at home?
Yeah, I'm gonna throw a few things at you, as I always do. Jacksonville Jaguars, number one run defense in the NFL. It's not the offense and all this, which is playing incredible ball from ATN all the way to the wide receivers, all the way to that young buck as a quarterback. Like, they're playing good ball, but their defense is Houston-esque. Like, when you're talking about run defenses, it's scary to try to run. So you got the number one rush offense in Buffalo for the year going up against the number one rush defense. I love where Ray's head is at. I'm a hater on every other team, as you know. If they're not the Dallas Cowboys, they all should lose every game. But I'm riding Duval on this all the way through. I'm riding Jacksonville to go to the Super Bowl.
I should have picked the Packers.
Josh Allen, I don't know what it is. I just think he's going to let me down. I don't know why. My heart is telling me Bills, but my head is just telling me Jaguars, man.
Yeah. And you think Sean McDermott will be out if he loses?
No. No.
Brett?
I mean, what do you say, though, now? What do you say about Josh Allen? So Josh Allen and McDermott, what have they been able to say for the last 6 years? Oh, we could have done it except for Patrick Mahomes. We could have done it except for Patrick Mahomes year after year after year after year. If you don't win it now, when Patrick Mahomes, and they're not the same team, we know that there's, you know, through you know, free agency, the league is the parity all over the place. But what's your excuse now? Why didn't you win this year? So that's big. I think if they don't win, I do see them getting rid of McDermott. I do see them trying to change. And Bills Mafia, they take this stuff very seriously. So I think he will be out if he loses this game.
I can see John Harbaugh taking that job immediately as well. Get the quarterback, get the team, and you got a new stadium.
Yeah, go to Miami, man. It's too cold in Buffalo, man. Come on, man. Palm trees. Come on, beaches.
It's Miami. All about the championships, Ray.
It's good. Miami. All right,
let's go to Philly. It might be the game of the weekend.
The most cool,
for Ray. San Francisco has surpassed many expectations with injuries. CMC is pretty healthy. Philadelphia not playing that pretty, but they're getting it done. Let's start with Brett on this one. Niners at the Eagles. This game could determine an NFC Championship game spot, I think.
These guys have played, and these two teams, Ray's team, has played in the NFC Championship against this team, I believe, 2 years in a row. And then, you know, so they're playing a little earlier this year. But as I mentioned with the 49ers earlier, on offense, they have every piece to the puzzle. Purdy is on point. You have CMC. McCaffrey's the Swiss Army knife. Kittle is back and healthy. Jennings is back. I'm not sure. Is Ricky Pearsall playing? If Pearsall's playing as well, I mean, now you have your full complementary of offensive pieces. It's can that linebacker core hold up? That's it. Does Philly show up? And nobody wants to play Philly because they're worried the real Philly might show up. Does it mean they will? I don't know. They could come out and play flat and do things they've gone, but they get Lane Johnson back, not only a Pro Bowl, but an all-pro, you know, offensive lineman, one of the best in the game, will be back to help. So I think it's all of what San Fran's defense can do to mix it up on the Eagles, get some pressure with their front court, have some blitz packages, have something in mind to try to rattle Hurts, because that's the one thing Hurts does, is he wins the game. I don't care about stats. That's why he's a great quarterback. I don't care about what my stats are. I don't care who did what. Stop with your prima donna stuff. Win this game. Give me the Lombardi. And that's why they're dangerous. And I'll take the Eagles, but I'm praying and rooting for your Niners, believe it or not, Ray.
Ray's a little optimistic about San Francisco. He says they have the weapons. And CMC is healthy. Ray, who do you have in Philly? It's pretty cold.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys. Man, look. Like, my little brother is an Eagle fan. I had to tell my little brother, look, the Raiders. We're not Washington Redskins, all right? And if you look at what they did against the Buffalo, it was defense. We're the Niners. They ain't played nobody their last five games, man. Nobody really put them to the test. We gonna put them to the test in Philly, all right? And they're not, honestly, everybody keeps talking about their defense. Their defense is not all that. I hear Makers in here talking about the Eagles and the Seahawks defense is comparable. Not. Sorry, my opinion. I'm going faithfully with my 49ers. We're going to do what we've always been doing. We're going to go in there and we're going to kick their butt.
There you have it. Ray has San Francisco. Brett has Philly. I have Philadelphia as well, Brad. Put that down. Let's go to New England. Wow. What a season. New England has surpassed expectations spectacularly this season under new coach Mike Vrabel. The former Patriots championship linebacker and sometimes pass catcher has taken the franchise reeling from the post-Brady Belichick era and has immediately turned them into a fresh-faced title contender with second-year quarterback Drake May under center. May has been so good. He has Pats fans pulling off the number 12 jerseys and buying number 10 ones. Under John Harbaugh, the Chargers have certainly outperformed his predecessors, but they still underperform compared to their expectations and their potential, and that will happen again here. They seem to be built for some moments, just not the big moments. For all the ball's talents, the Pats are simply better. But what's going to happen in New England, Ray? The Herbert versus May.
Patriots, man, they on a whole nother level, man. And I do believe in Drake May. I just think this team is great. And I like the Chargers. But the Patriots, I think, is just a more it's a hotter team. It's going to be crazy. Fans are going to go crazy. They got the home field. I got the Patriots. I'm going to Patriots. Patriots.
Brett, do you believe in Herbert or Drake May?
I mean, I believe in both of them as quarterbacks. It's the other 10 players that are on the field that are going to dictate, you know, what's going on with it. If it, the only chance the Chargers have is to play a perfect game. They're beat up from alt. They lost two Pro Bowl offensive linemen that are gone from. So right there, you already know they don't have the infrastructure on the, you know, do you have the meat in the middle? Do your offensive, defensive lines? They are super beat up. Super beat up. The Patriots are a very good defensive team, and they get defensive tackle Milton back this week, who is a Pro Bowler and is one of the top six or seven best defensive tackles in the entire game, as if they needed more weapons on defense. So I love what Drake May is doing there. Vrabel, obviously, kind of off that tree, having played there and kind of a Belichick guy. I love what he brings. But you got to listen, he softened the past few years. When he first started at Tennessee, he was very, very much X's and O's, performed, produced. The last couple of years, he's learned how to be he's worked on his craft. He's learned how to be a better coach, and he's really a more of a player's coach now. And he is such a perfect fit, hard nose, get the job done, but still communicating with the players to where everybody wants to buy in. Are you buying into the culture? Are you buying into the scheme? Something the Dallas defense obviously didn't have this year. So, but the Chargers could give them a run. But like Ray said, man, this Patriots team, they could easily run right through everybody and go to the Super Bowl, and nobody would be surprised. I don't believe they've been tested yet how they should have been tested. That trap game where they didn't really get that. Denver beating them was probably the only game that was close to that, but Denver's going to be there in the end in the AFC Championship games anyway. So untested in some big games, never had any hurdles to come over, but I agree with the Patriots, like, running hard and beat the Chargers.
I think that's where they're going to kill them at, with the running game.
There you have
Patriots
it.
Patriots running game.
Yeah. Monday Stevenson.
Sunday Night Football. I think, yeah, Sunday Night Football. All right, let's go to Monday Night Football. Texans at Steelers. Texans have the best team in the NFL. Can CJ Stroud be his old self a couple years ago? Steelers won by a field goal last week. Mike Tomlin needs to win a playoff game to maybe prolong his coaching career. Brett, who do you have? The Houston Texans at the Steelers. Should be a good game.
All right, so DJ Metcalf will be back, obviously, after his stupid suspension that he did.
After the blue wig, Detroit Lions fan.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, you know, I don't care what it is. We're not going to get into that. That's just tomfoolery. That helps. That helps them. it is. That's utter stupidity, tomfoolery.
They could have been in the Ravens easily to have him back.
They would have been an easier game. But that Houston defense is the real deal. Six players on that starting defense are going to the you in the Pro Bowl. You know your defense is doing a few whether it's preventing yards, they are the best defense in the NFL. CJ Stroud, what can he do? Put the team on his shoulder. I think they beat Pitt, and I think they beat him soundly. I think they beat him very easily.
Will Ray go with DeMeco Ryans, a former coach of the Niners, against the Steelers?
Noah, man, this is so crazy. So crazy. Because Texas defense is legit. They're legit. They're actually my favorite.
How legit?
Very legit. They're legit. They're legit. C.J. Stroud.
Too legit.
Too legit to quit. I mean, C.J. Stroud, man, if he can get that ball to Nico Collins and they get something going, man.
This is a toss-up game, feels like.
It's Texas is a good defensive team, and I can see them, you know, making it hard for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I can see Aaron Rodgers fumbling. I can see Aaron Rodgers getting sacked. So, and I don't care if DK bad boy Metcalf is there. I'm going with the Texans. I'm going with the top center. I'm going with the Texans. I'm going with the CJ Stroud. I'm going Texas defense, baby. Going with the Texans.
I'm going with the home team, Brett. Pencil that down. I'm going with the Steelers.
Really? I'm going defense, baby. I'm going to Texas.
I know
defense,
the cold. I think the Steelers will pull out DK Metcalf. I think Texans are going to try to fly in that Detroit Lion fan, the blue hair wig.
Yeah, the one
from front row seats.
No, he's like barred from ever going to any NFL game like ever again. There's no stadium that'll ever let that dude. He's got like, I guarantee if you look it up, I know that because of his instigating, he's never invited back to an NFL game, at least at that stadium in that state.
There you have it. Let's go to the comments from YouTube. Makers of Chaos 2099 says, this is Josh Allen's only chance. I think he pulls it out. He also says 49ers losing to the Eagles.
Yeah, whatever.
Maker says also 49ers got shut down by Seahawks and Eagles have comparable defense. Interesting
take.
We beat
them the beginning of the year. Maker, we beat them the beginning of the year. They beat us, but, you know, whatever.
It's all fair and war. He also says Drake May is MVP of the year, in my opinion. Brett, do you agree?
No, I mean, he is right there. Like, he had a stat line 2 weeks ago that is the best stat line I've ever seen in the history of football. 19 for 21, 91% completion percentage, 250 yards, 5 touchdowns. That was his line 2 weeks ago. That's what he threw for. That being said, no, Stafford gets the MVP, 45 right. touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Stafford is definitely going to take the MVP this year.
Give to the old guy. Houston Aries says, I would love to see the Texans make it, but that is just me going for my birth hometown team. I will always support my Houston Texans. Good for you, yeah. Houston Aries. Makers of Chaos says, Texans have a killer defense. Yep, we agree. Texans have a shot, I think. Okay, pretty hesitant. And Byron Jones from the Jersey Boys Sports Talk picks the Texans over the Steelers. So, Ray, Texans
is a good pick. I got the defense, man. Defense, and that's Aaron Rodgers. I think he's gonna make mistakes. I think he's gonna be running back and they're gonna sack him. He's gonna fumble. I might check it out. There might be even a pick six, man. They might even pick the ball up and run it in. Here you go.
That will happen.
Houston is the defense is gonna score a touchdown. There you go.
Brett, how many touchdowns did the defense score?
Well, Santiago, I can't remember what wins championships.
Defense. That's historic.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. It's defenses that win, and that's why Houston has a chance. Defense wins championships. They don't have a strong running game. Like Marks, the running back's pretty good. They haven't established anything, but their defense is a doomsday style defense. I agree. There could be turnovers. There could be points scored by the defense. So I'm going Houston. I don't think. You know that Pitt even really deserves to be in the playoffs. They're not that good to me. Their defense can turn it on. You got T.J. Watt back. You are playing. Obviously, you got Jalen.
What if the Ravens was going to play Houston up in Baltimore? What would happen there?
Same thing. Texas,
Houston would win.
Both of those teams are just poor.
Oh, man.
You would have went the Ravens? You would have taken the Ravens over Houston?
I probably would have took the Ravens, man. I probably would have took the Ravens. That's if you play King Henry. Play King Henry. Put King Henry in, man. Let the man run and then see some Zay Flowers, some Likely. Bateman. The Ravens.
Rehire Justin Tucker. All right.
The reason Harbaugh's right now is they didn't run Henry, like you said, man. He fumbled the ball a few times, but that's part of the reason why
he would run the first half, but second half, and then he would give him the ball.
And he's the most dangerous running back in the fourth quarter in the NFL. You know that Derrick Henry's going to run you down. And in the fourth quarter, and there was multiple games. So the last quarter, the last 12 minutes, he fumbled in a couple games.
Whose fault is that? Was that the defensive coordinator or the head coach?
That's what we're saying. Maybe that's why Harbaugh's gone. That's the only reason. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Because the buck stops at the head coach. He could say, "Hey, Todd Monken, I want you to run Henry."
You saw Henry's reaction on that sideline. You saw his reaction.
Freaking nature, generational talent, right?
Yep. And still got a few more good years in him. Not many, but he's got a few more good years.
And he's vegan, man. He's vegan.
I didn't know that. How do you know he's vegan? How do you find that out?
Go look it up.
He's done DoorDash for him.
He is vegan.
Yeah, dude. Ray knows everything. I think I know a few things about a few things. My man Ray knows it. Oh, man, that's why I love it. That's why I love it.
Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to talk about your menu options this weekend for the playoffs?
As you see, I'm Ray Sherrod, but I'm also Ray 3473. I'm not going to be streaming, man. I'm on my Chromebook, man. My PC just blew up, so I got to go out and go get a new PC. But I will be rooting for my 49ers against those Eagles. And I can't wait, man. Oh, I can't wait. I got chips. I got soda. I'm going to make some dip, man. I can't wait. Oh, my God. Wild card weekend. I'm excited. I'm so happy.
Brett Blair, what is the best way for Jerry Jones to reach you for consultant work?
Yeah, to reach out to him. Tell him my people have been trying to call his people. I'm not happy about this. I'd like to hear something back.
Look, if the Falcons can hire two consulting firms, I'm sure the Cowboys can.
That's it. We need to pontificate a little bit on a few things. But you know I'm not super big on the platforms, but SportsGuy369, straight across the board, X, TikTok. You can reach me, and, of course, Brett Blair on Facebook. But, yeah, you know, if you have some thoughts, let me know. I'd love to bring them up, and I'm always up for – some educated just
and history. Love talking history about him. Singletary, Ronnie Lott, and Ezekiel reaches at the sportscast.net, our website, the Sportscast One on X, IG, and we'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. College football tonight. Who you guys have, Indiana or Oregon?
You know, man, I'm going with Oregon.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going Indiana.
Mendoza, Indiana. Local town boy.
Yeah. Not only the Mendoza, dude, that defense, like they're starting to get a lot of credit. That defense has been playing lights out. They already beat Oregon and Eugene. It is extremely difficult to beat a team twice in the same year, or in the NFL, we say three times in the same year sometimes when there's playoff matchups. Very, very difficult because Oregon's got it all. They're strong at every position. But I think Indiana follows through with that golden season where this is the magic year for Indiana. So I think as far as that, look at Indiana, Miami, and Indiana taking the champion. The national.
Who autographed that, Ray?
That is Joe Montana.
Joe Cool. To me, be honest, still the GOAT, my man. You know, I know I'm going to take a lot of flack with the Brady stuff because Brady does have all the records and all the touchdowns.
I gave Brady GOAT status when he turned around in Atlanta, when Atlanta was celebrating on the sideline, and then he turned that game around and they won that game. That's when I said he's
GOAT. Wasn't Lawrence Taylor that said that Montana was better than Brady?
The Super Bowls say differently. Like, obviously, if you go by the raw numbers, but if you played in that generation and you've been able to see Joe Montana when Joe Montana was playing, and you see Brady when Brady is playing, like, Montana was just so fluid, so beautiful. It was magic. Dude, and he had a throw called the catch against us in the NFC Championship for their first Super Bowls. They'd never been to any Super Bowls. And my man just floats to the side with Tutu Jones, Randy White all in his face, and hits Dwight Clark in the back of the end zone over Everson Walls.
And
I was crying like a little girl. Good luck. Yeah.
There you have it. Ray, Brett, always glad. We'll see you guys next week for the divisional, the best part of the playoffs.
Oh, I can't wait.
This was your